I'm a busy guy. I've always been driven to work harder, accomplish more, to pack more projects into my day. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Like many Americans, I've always worshipped at the altar of productivity. My calendar is always full, often booked 2 years in advance, and my to-do list regularly spills over to a second page. I'm so busy doing things that I don't have time to do things. Is this you too? Doing is easier than being. Doing is quantifiable. We can measure our productivity in a big promotion, a cleaner house, a better report card, or a bigger paycheck. Doing is what we are taught to do from the time we're old enough to understand. Study hard, work hard, and be competitive in our play. But where is the balance in our lives? After all, we are human beings, not human doings. Many people who in the first half of their lives spend their health looking for wealth, in the last half spend their wealth looking for health. Being is different from doing. Being is a feeling, impossible to quantify. It's hard to measure. The only evidence of it is a sense of peace and well-being. Psychologists will tell us that we need balance in our lives. We need doing time, but we also need being time. Finding time to slow down for just being is difficult. At the end of the day, if we have accomplished a lot but are exhausted, tense, and irritable, then we're out of balance. In Thessalonians, St. Peter tells us to pray without ceasing. But where do we find the time? The Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us that we can't pray at all times, but if we don't pray at specific times, consciously willing it. That's the key. We must make specific times to pray. We need to add them to our calendar, just like any other appointment, and we need to stick to them. As Mother Teresa said, if you're too busy to pray, then you're too busy. Morning prayer, evening prayer, grace before meals, Mass on Sunday are a great place to start. Prayer is the life of a new heart, and all forms of Christian prayer, whether vocal, meditative, contemplative, all have one thing in common: composure of the heart. For me, whenever I'm so busy that my prayer life begins to slip, I can feel my well-being slipping as well. And that's when Mother Teresa's words remind me to slow down, reconnect with my Lord and Savior, and compose my heart to being and not doing. Are you doing or being? As Professor Gordon Dahl puts it, Americans tend to worship their work at their play, and play at their worship. I'm going to make a concerted effort to balance my doing time with my being time. Why don't you join me? Let's find that balance together. This is Tony Agnese.